Praise God. Go ahead and stand with me. Ephesians chapter 6. Wow, it would be awesome, wouldn't it, if we could just give that announcement, stand, and everybody follows through, not just you. I know you're going to stand for the Lord, but if we could say that to every church, if we could say that to every believer, for every Christian, amen, and every politician, Lord, help us, amen, every athlete, stand. That's what's necessary. Praise God. Amen. And I saw a statement that, you know, we look at ourselves and we say, what's wrong with me? And the statement changed that a little bit. It said to look at yourself and say, what's strong with me? Amen. Start looking at the positive. Start looking at what is possible through God. What's strong with me? What's strong in me? Not what's wrong in me. What's strong in me? Praise God. The Holy Ghost, if you got it. Amen. The name of Jesus, if you claim it. The Word of God, if you believe it. Praise God. All right, Ephesians 6. There's, you're familiar with this, obviously, with the armor of God. But what I'm going to emphasize today is the stand instructions that the apostle wants us to emphasize and to understand, so that and you stop and think about Paul and how there was the necessity for him to take that stand, and especially as he's writing to the Ephesians, and you go to Acts 19, where the situations in Ephesus took place, they weren't real casual. They weren't. They were somewhat chaotic, but the power of God was displayed on his behalf, and he knew the value of standing. Praise God. So I'll read, beginning at verse 11, and then we'll alternate back and forth down to verse 14. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You read verse 12. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. All right, and then the rest of it, of course, is the description of the armor that was very prevalent. You saw Romans everywhere. And thank God one of them got the Holy Ghost, named Cornelius, got baptized in Jesus' name. I don't think he is the only one. In fact, it talks about his household, right? And the soldiers that were there, the servants that he sent to Joppa for Simon, Peter. And so there's a number of them that got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. But the value of stand, so important, especially for us today when there's so much sinking sand and so much difficulty to find stable ground. But God help us to be able to stand. All right, you can be seated. I'll have you stand here in a bit. Praise God. Show me your glory. That always amazes me that Moses made that request after so many situations that he had already seen, so many things he had already experienced, so many times he had already seen God's glory, God's power, God's blessing. And so the Lord told him, behold, there's a place by me. Amen. that secret place of the Most High that Psalm 91 talks about, a place by me. And the Lord was inviting him to that place. Stay close to me. Don't wander. Don't forsake. A place by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock. Praise God. You're going to stand there. And we know the Lord put him in the cleft of the rock. But already, Moses has had some experiences with a rock. Already, there had been some amazing things that had happened for him to understand that there are the blessings of the Lord that come to us upon that rock. Amen. Remember when Amalek they were joined in battle with Amalek, and Joshua was dispatched to gather some soldiers and then go into battle against Amalek. And Moses said, I'll be on the mountain with observing, and I'll hold the rod of God up, and you're going to go into battle and win the victory. Well, he's how old at this time? 80 years old? 80 plus? His first 40 years in Egypt, the second 40 years backside of the desert, learning to be a shepherd, Brother Mike. And now he's 80 plus years old, and he's trying to hold the rod of God up. And his arms begin to falter a bit and become weakened. Aaron and Hur are there with him on that mountaintop. They're observing the battle. They're recognizing what's going on. And as long as Moses held the rod up, the battle was for Israel. When his arms began to weaken and the rod began to drop, the battle went in favor of Amalek. Thank God Aaron and Hur watched and recognized and reacted. Amen. A stone, a rock, was put in place. Moses sat upon it, and they stood on each side and held his arms up so that the battle could go in favor of the people of God. Oh, thank the Lord for people who will recognize the need, people who will step forward and say, we understand what's going on here. We recognize what's happening in the battle. We know what it takes to bring the victory. We're going to hold the hands of the man of God up and recognize God has victory. God has a place. God has a rock, hallelujah, that we can experience the good things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And two more times, at least, there was a rock situation where Moses had to strike the rock. And we know in the second time he was commanded to speak to the rock. And things didn't follow through the way that he was supposed to. And then those tables of stone that he saw the Lord write the commandments on, and how he, in his frustration, threw those stones down, the tables of stone, and broke them, and how the people of God had forsaken already the God who had done such great miracles. And then the Lord told him, okay, you make some tables of stone now. You carry them up the mountain. And the Lord wrote upon them again, you carry them down. God, help us not to become weary in holding the word of the Lord forth. God, help us not to think it's a great burden, it's a great difficulty, but to understand the word of God is going to bring deliverance. Truth is going to make people free. Hallelujah. The power of God is going to be displayed as we hold to the word of God and carry it forth, the word of life. And is going to bring deliverance to people who need to hear and need to understand. Thank God. He already knew about the benefits of the rock. And now he stands in the cleft of the rock and watches the glory of God come forth. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that we can recognize how the power of the Lord can be displayed as we obey him, as we hunger after him, as we thirst after him, as we seek after him. Praise God. And see the blessings of the Lord. That standing, the standing is so important. And I know there came the point where Moses stood in the place before the Red Sea. And he knew the Egyptian army was pursuing behind them. The sea was in front of them. Sure slaughter was approaching from behind them. And now what do they do? He hears the people of Israel cry out. Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians. And already they're looking back. Already they're forsaking God. Already they're not willing to take a stand. But Moses, praise God, thank the Lord that he understood the hand of the Lord. Exodus 14 and 13. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you've seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad that God can step into our day, the day that we think is difficult, the day we think is full of trouble, the day we think is never going to end. Oh, our God steps forward because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he'll take care of your needs no matter what the day holds, no matter what the day brings, no matter what you face. Thank God the Lord will let you know you are not going to face that again forever, because my power is going to be displayed for you. Hallelujah. Fear not. Stand still. Let God's power come forth. Hallelujah. To see the hand of the Lord displayed. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. We play that little game as children. Now you see them, now you don't. And here it is. God showing them the army is going to be destroyed. You're not going to see them again. Praise God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I know the saying is so familiar. Don't just stand there, do something. Sometimes we've got to reverse that. Don't just do something, stand there. Amen. And let the power of God come forth on your behalf. Let God's glory come forth. Take a stand. Take a stand. Amen. You look at the temptations. The Lord was tempted, we know, after his fast. Adam and Eve tempted. You know, look at the difference here now. Adam and Eve are in the place of perfection. They're in paradise. Everything supplied for them. No evil, no wrong, no anything like that. Here's the Lord in the wilderness, fasting, praying, and the tempter shows up. The tempter's always going to show up. You just got to be ready to take a stand. And that's the difference. Jesus took a stand. Adam and Eve took a fall. You've got to determine in your mind and in your heart what you're going to do. Thank the Lord that Jesus took a stand. It is written. And even when the devil came back with, it is written, the Lord still answered him with more scripture. Keep the scripture strong in your experience, in your heart, in your mind. Hide it away, thank God, within you so that you're able to bring it forth. You're able to swing that sword. Hallelujah. You're able to believe what God will do for you. And the true nature of the devil comes out. He always wants to make it look as though he's doing good things. He's got something positive for you. He's got something good for you. It never turns out the way he says. Unfortunately, Adam and Eve found that out for themselves. It didn't turn out the way they thought. And the devil certainly is going to do it that way for you. All these things I'll give you if you will fall down and worship me. But Jesus took a stand. He's not going to fall. He's not going to fall for anything. And none of the tricks, none of the deceit. And God help us to be overcomers as well and not fall for any kind of shortcut that Satan is trying to offer us. Thank God. When the Lord resisted the devil, he left and the angels came. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that we can take a stand, that we can hold on. We can resist the devil, and he will flee, and the angelic forces will come and minister to you and give you grace and give you power and give you strength. Hallelujah. Thank God we can take a stand. Now, Luke 18 contains two parables, at least. There may be more, but the two that I want to point out is a parable on prayer. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And then the Lord went into a description of a Pharisee and a publican. More prayer. But how to pray? The attitude of prayer is so important. The Pharisee presented his resume of self-righteousness, and oh my, he could rattle it off. He could tell the Lord how good he is. You know, it's interesting that Jesus said he stood and prayed with himself. That's as far as his prayer got. God help us not to have an attitude of pride. Amen. The proud, he knows afar off, the Bible says. But that's how he prayed. I'm not like other men, he said. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. And he kind of looking around and he saw the publican. And I'm not like that publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I have and so on. And then the Lord put the focus on the publican. Now remember, the publican is a tax collector. He's not very popular. Because not only did he collect for the Roman Empire and so on, but he collected for himself. He went above what was allowed so that he could line his own pocket. And that's why they were disliked. Because they had the authority, they had the power, and they used it for self-gain. So the publican stood afar off. And he didn't even lift his eyes to heaven. He just beat his chest in contrition and in remorse, crying out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So there's the contrast. There's the two, the Pharisee, the publican. And the Lord said, the publican went home justified. And that might be a head scratcher to try to figure out. But here's what the Lord was saying. We need the righteous acts of the Pharisee, but not the attitude of pride. And we need the attitude of the publican, but not the sinful acts. We've got to make sure the acts and the attitudes come together in the way that God wants us to. Amen. Right righteous acts, right righteous attitudes, so that we can step into the presence of God and have our prayers ascend up on high. Amen. And not just hit the ceiling and bounce off, as it were. Thank God that the hand of the Lord can reach out to the publican and to the Pharisee. And you can reach farther when you're standing. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He stood for righteousness. He stood for redemption. He stood for salvation. Praise God. I'm thankful he even stood on the cross. Think about it. The nails in his hands. The nails through his insteps. And crucifixion was a horrible, horrible, torturous way to die. As if blood loss and trauma didn't end your life, you died by suffocation, asphyxiation, because the arms being pulled, the diaphragm not able to expand, the shortness of breath, and soon. And sometimes it took days. That's why they broke the legs of the thieves crucified on each side of the Lord, so that they couldn't stand upright and inhale adequately. And then Pilate was surprised that Jesus was already dead. Didn't have to break his legs, because that's prophecy. Not a bone will be broken. The structure of the body is strong. Stay in the body. Stay in the church. Amen. Don't go off gallivanting around by yourself. That's dangerous. No, you stay in the body. Praise God. But Jesus stood on that cross 6 hours back and forth, straightening his legs, standing on that spike that was in his feet, inhaling. And remember the lacerations on his back, the shredded condition of his back. And how it now being rubbed up and down on that rough timber of the cross. And again, the lacerations open up. The coagulated blood lets more blood flow. He stood between heaven and earth. Amen. And he stood for forgiveness. Father, forgive them. for they know not what they do. Oh, I'm so thankful that we can look back to the cross and know his blood was shed for our salvation and for our healing. Amen. The power of God was displayed when the veil was torn so that we could enter into the presence of God. The power of the Lord was shown that he could shake things. Amen. And he can change the atmosphere. He can make a difference. And oh, thank the Lord that the prophecy from clear back in Genesis 3:15 was being fulfilled. His heel was being bruised upon that cross. That spike that went in there was not done gently. It was not something that could be just a discomfort and a little unease. Oh, no, it was difficult. But thank God, Satan's head was bruised as well as the Lord came forth in the resurrection. The enmity continues. The enmity is there. Make sure you are standing on the right side. Make sure you are aligned with the one who shed his blood for you. Make sure you are standing with the one whose name remitted every sin of yours in the waters of baptism. No compromise, no setting things up that I'm going to walk as close to the line of sin as I can because I'm just a bit curious about what goes on over there. Oh, no, we're not to even talk about the unfruitful works of darkness. We're going to walk in the light, praise God, and have the power of the Lord come into our lives. There are some scenarios in Scripture that we probably put ourselves in. The mighty men of David. We like to see ourselves perhaps standing forth in that area, in that realm. Or some of the women who are so prominent in Scripture, and Deborah, and Esther, and Ruth, and some of the others that we might recognize if you're a woman and imagining yourself in that place. But we are never to imagine ourselves in this situation of Hebrews 6 and 6. Crucifying him afresh and putting him to an open shame. I thought of the chorus of a beautiful song, Does He Still Feel the Nails? Every time I fail, does he hear the cry, crucify again? Am I causing him pain? Then I know I've got to change. I just can't bear the thought of hurting him. You may be familiar with that song. The verses are so recognizable of the determination that the Lord went to the cross, and I'm not going to let it just be in vain. I'm going to let it change my life. But unfortunately, the writer of that song endorses a perverted lifestyle now, crucifying him afresh. Oh, God, help us not to find ourselves in that scenario, but to move into the realm where the Lord desires to do a work in our lives. Amen. Now, the question might be, why stand? Why stand you here all the day idle? Is the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. The laborers were sent out early. They were sent out often. The third hour, the sixth hour, the ninth hour, the 11th hour. Why stand you here idle? And the master hired them no matter what time of the day. And he paid them evenly. There were some who complained about that. But thank God, salvation is so great. Whether you have it 55 years ago now in my case, or whether you've had it just last spring. Thank God, the power of the Lord is so real, so wonderful, so great a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank God the Lord gives it to everybody. Amen. And his power and his blessing is there to continue. We can't be idle. We can't stand idle, no matter where, no matter when. We've got to move into the realm where we are laborers together with him. It's interesting to see the signs around us today in the retail outlets. Now hiring. Oh, God, help us to recognize the Lord is still looking for laborers. The Lord is still inviting laborers. Laborers are welcome. Laborers are being hired. God, help us to move into that realm of understanding there's a harvest. A harvest. Amen. The disciples were asked, Why stand ye gazing? Got to have a vision for the harvest. Jesus said, look on the fields. They're white all ready to harvest. We know there's a planting. We know there's a watering. But God gives the increase. Amen. And, oh, Lord, help us to see the harvest. It's there to work into the realm of letting the vision be fulfilled and committing ourselves to the mission as well. Don't stand gazing. I know there can be amazed gaze as we look back at what the Lord has done. Thank God that I could stand right here and amazement gaze out upon you and remember what God has delivered you from. Remember what God has healed you from. Remember how God has changed your life. Hallelujah. Thank God for that power and that deliverance and so great salvation. Those disciples could stand gazing back on 3.5 years of walking with the Lord, the miracles, the meals, the dead raised, the lepers healed, the blind see, the deaf hear. It goes on and on. The lame walk, the mute talk. Thank God, the power of the Lord being displayed. And yes, they could gaze. But thank the Lord, there would be that power and demonstration of the Lord doing a work in their lives and how they could look ahead to the promises being fulfilled. Then recognizing what the prophets wrote about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost is about to take place and how John the Baptist would remind them of that Spirit of God coming upon them, being baptized with the Holy Ghost in fire. Thank God they could recognize what the Lord was talking about, a well of water, rivers of living water. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful that the Lord said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The power of the Lord that's going to come upon you. Amen. They knew what was coming. And they knew there was a beginning that was taking place. It wasn't an ending. It was a beginning. Beginning at Jerusalem. Repentance. Remission of sins. Preached in His name. Hallelujah. And oh, they could look ahead. Thank God. And you can see much more when you're standing. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord. We recognize Jesus is coming back. The disciples heard the angel say, this same Jesus shall so come again in like manner, even as you've seen him go. Oh, the clouds of glory are going to burst forth. And there he is. Hallelujah. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Hallelujah. And salvation is going to be complete. The Lord promised, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Oh, that God would help us to grab a hold of that I am, amen, and to understand how powerful it is, how wonderful it is, how great it is, praise God, and to know the hand of the Lord is going to be displayed in an amazing manner. He came the first time to stand upon the earth. He is coming the second time so that you could stand in the heavenly realm with him forever. Hallelujah. Thank God. That promise is there. Peter would write about it. The chief shepherd, Brother Mike, shall appear, and you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. James said, be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. John wrote it, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, hallelujah! That day is coming. Hallelujah. Jude wrote about it. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. And oh, thank God we can be among that number. Thank God we can be included. Thank God we can stand upon the rock and know we are part of that church. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Gazing, I suppose so, in amazement, in thankfulness, in wonder, gazing at what he's done, gazing at how powerful he is, but also determining in our hearts, I'm going. I'm going into the harvest. I'm going in the name of the Lord. I'm going for what God has for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Helpers in the harvest are needed. I'm going. Praise God. And oh, God's power will go with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Zechariah 14 and 4, old prophecies being fulfilled. Praise God. He's going to stand again upon the Mount of Olives. It's going to happen. Hallelujah. He is coming. He is coming. Amen. Now, we're laborers together with him. We stand with him. Amen. You can be outstanding in your work for the Lord. I'm not trying to be cute here. I'm trying to help you to understand, praise God, what God wants you to do. And so, outstanding. Be upstanding in your walk with the Lord. Have the righteous actions of the Pharisee, but not his stinky attitude. Amen. Have the righteous attitude of the publican, but not the sins. Be upstanding. Praise God in doing the work of the Lord. Withstand the wiles of the devil, because you've got that shield of faith, which will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He's got a lot of them. He's got a lot of deceit. He's been doing this for 6,000 years plus. And he's wanting to deceive you. That shield of faith can be there. Praise God. And every one of them, as you withstand those wiles of the devil, thank God, the power of the Lord. And like Paul said, having done all to stand. Because he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, the dead in Christ rising first, we which are alive and remain. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand. Praise God. And know that the hand of God will be there to minister to you. God is able to make you stand. I looked at Romans 14 and 4, and I know it's talking about a servant, talking about a slave, but I grabbed a hold of that last phrase, God is able to make him stand. God, help me to stand. God, give me the ability to stand. God, give me the power to stand. Hallelujah. Not bow, not bend, not burn. We're trying to get those three Hebrews to do in the furnace. Thank God. They stood in that furnace, didn't they? They walked in that furnace. They threw them in bound. They threw them in tied up. And the king said, we threw them in, but now I see them walking, and there's a fourth man there. Oh, hallelujah. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. Thank God. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for the Lord who never leaves us nor forsakes us. Praise God. He is able to make you stand. Stand in his strength. Stand in his power. Stand in his name. Stand in his word. Hallelujah. And see the power of God displayed on your behalf. Amen. Now stand with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And again, I wish it was that easy to help people to stand. Amen. Brother Mitch, to just tell a new convert, stand. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back to those cigarettes. Don't go back to that alcohol. Don't go back to those pills and those drugs. Don't go back to that lifestyle. Don't go back to that sin. Stand fast in the liberty. Praise God. But we know it's a battle. We know it's a fight. We know there's determination. We know there's desire. We know there's recognition. God, I've got to have your power. I've got to have your strength. Amen. Without you, Lord, I can do nothing. That's why there's got to be that place by him that the Lord showed to Moses. There's a place by me, and I will pass by. Praise God. The Lord is going to be there for you. The Lord and his strength is going to be manifest for you. Amen. You are not alone. Amen. Would you come, please, and we're going to pray and worship here. We're going to stand in his presence. Hallelujah. We're going to lift up his name together. We're going to commit ourselves to stand for the Lord. Having done all, don't leave things undone. Don't leave gaps in your experience. Don't take a vacation on commitment. No, having done all, stand. Stand therefore. And then all of the benefits of the armor of God are listed there in Ephesians 6, and we put them on. Praise God. We adorn ourselves, and we make sure we're protected. We make sure all the aspects of what God would provide is there. Amen. The helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. Amen. The belt of truth, our feet shod with the preparation, the gospel of peace. The shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. You're not helpless. You're not an easy victim. You're not a simple target. Oh, no. You're a warrior.
Amen.
Thank God. You're a soldier. Endure hardness of a good soldier of Christ. Don't get entangled with the affairs of this life. Step forward into the power and the blessing that God has for us. We honored the veterans on Thursday, and rightly so. Thank God for the veterans among us. God, help us all to make veterans of the battles that the Lord would bring us forth to in victory, in power, in blessing, in overcoming, not defeat, not deceit, in the realm that God has for us, deliverance. Deliverance. Amen. Let's worship the Lord together now. Hashalalok.